Collision Service in Liberty, New York, ThalmanServiceCenter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, Gone But Not Forgotten, the music of three singer-songwriters, Michael Hedges, Nick Drake, and Jeff Buckley. Gone But Not Forgotten, three incredibly talented virtuoso guitarists who were also brilliant singer-songwriters. We're going to start with Michael Hedges. Michael Hedges was born in 1953. He was only 43 years old when he died in a car crash in Northern California in 1997. He was coming home from the airport and he was driving his 1986 BMW, and maybe the tires were bald or maybe the road was slick and it was late, it was dark, and he went off on a curve over the cliff. He was in the middle of working on his ninth studio album, an album called Torched. So I want to introduce you to the incredible legacy and the brilliant, the most virtuoso guitarist. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for you to hear Michael Hedges. Like, why don't we start with, this is an instrumental guitar. We're about to hear a composition from his 1996, his final release when he was alive. The album is called Oracle, released in 1996. We're going to hear a guitar instrumental, just so that you can understand the awe that I feel for this man as a performer and as a composer. This is kind of an upbeat, high-energy, precision solo guitar. This is a solo guitar. This piece is called Jitter Boogie. Check it out. Michael Hedges, Jitter Boogie. Michael Hedges, born on December the 31st, 1953 in Sacramento, California. His father was a doctor, and he was raised in Oklahoma, where he attended. He was a serious student. He went to Phillips University, and then he finally enrolled at the Peabody Conservatory of Music in Baltimore, Maryland, where he was a composition major, where he studied classical guitar and the technique. Now, classical guitar is a nylon string guitar, and what we've just heard is an acoustic, which is a steel string guitar. And they're slightly different instruments, but the precision that he uses when he plays the acoustic guitar is taken directly from a classical guitar technique. Some of the biggest differences of the precision that he has to do with the way he uses his right hand, which is the hand that picks each of the strings, in a classical guitar technique. The thumb is the only finger that plays the lowest three strings. And then the next three strings on the guitar, one finger is assigned to each of those strings. And no matter what your picking pattern, you always use those same fingers. Well, that gives you a precision. It gives you a tool that allows classical guitarists to play incredibly complicated virtuoso technique. And that technique is what allowed Michael Hedges to develop one of the most unique body of instrumental acoustic music that I've ever heard. When I think virtuoso on the guitar, there's a lot of ways you can approach that. Think of somebody like Steve Vai or Jimi Hendrix, how fast they can play the fast scales, all the notes. That wasn't for me where Michael Hedges' genius lay. It was in his melodic invention, in his ability to use all of the different voices that a guitar has, the lows, the middles, the highs, the harmonics, and to present a picture of music that it's hard for me to fathom that it comes out of a solo guitar. And the other classical technique that he employed is called string damping. When you hit one string on a guitar, all the other strings resonate, especially if they're harmonically tuned. So one of the classical techniques is when you're not playing a string, your finger rests on it so that it doesn't ring. It's a very complicated, very refined, very precise way of playing the guitar. And it gives more definition, and I've never heard another guitarist do what Michael Hedges did. So anyway, there we have it. He went to Peabody Conservatory, and he went out to Los Angeles. He was going to enroll in Stanford University. He was a very serious man, studied philosophy. But before he had a chance to enroll at Stanford University, William Ackerman offered him a contract on the Windham Hill record label, which in the early 80s, he was contracted in 1980. Windham Hill was very instrumental in New Age music. And so his first recordings of his 9 albums, they were all guitar instrumentals of the same quality that we're speaking. A lot of original compositions, occasionally covers. But he built his original career as a solo guitarist. But he never saw himself as a guitarist. He said he was a composer who played the guitar. And on the very last recordings that he was working on, when he died so tragically, so accidentally, the majority of the music on that album is songs. He's a singer. He's a singer-songwriter. And I firmly believe that in his hearts of hearts, that establishing a career as a singer-songwriter at the same equivalency of the incredible reputation he had as an instrumentalist was so important to him. So I wanted to play some of his original songs where you do hear his guitar, but it's really the song, it's the melody, it's the singing. And he was a wonderful singer. He was known as an instrumental guitarist. I did get to see him live in Dallas. And when he would play his live shows, a third of the stuff would be singing. He would cover the Rolling Stones' Gimme Shelter. He would sing All Along the Watchtower. He did a remarkable cover of George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And he didn't cover these songs in the way that you try to make it sound just like the original. He would do these unbelievable guitar accompaniments. So I'm excited to play some of his songs. He was raised in Oklahoma, and we're going to hear a song called The Rough Wind Blowing, like a rough wind blowing through Oklahoma. And then this album was released posthumously 2 years after he died in that accident. The album is called Torched. And Graham Nash and David Crosby were very good friends of his. Crosby was very influential on Michael Hedges as a young musician with alternative tunings. So after he died, they compiled all the demos that he'd been working on and released them as Torched. But Graham Nash and David Crosby went into the studio and they laid down some vocal harmony tracks on one of Michael Hedges' songs called Spring Buds. So these are two songs from Michael Hedges' Torched, released in 1999. We're going to start with A Rough Wind Blowing Through Oklahoma. Michael Hedges.
My mother nature and my father time, see their son run across that line. It's his 40th final try. Charging forward now in heat, then the awkward retreat to his imaginary maid. She's sweeping down the plain. She's under his reign like a rough wind howling through Oklahoma. It's a cold wind down in Oklahoma. Been hurt once, and he's hurt one twice, and all the pain is still labeled inside. He's sorting it out inside. Now his voice no longer speaks when the truth begins to heavily love laden, mercenary maiden. But deep within their spark, his hidden orders bark like a rough wind howling through Oklahoma.
teacher and my father Time. See their son run across that line. It's his 40th final try. Final try.
Broken laws. Then down fell an angel renegade, her halo red morning star. Wounded by the doom of a comet tail, she was sealed with a scar. Sweet lightning struck, and the earth opened us like spring buds. Why she ever and why I would hibernate, answers why we would meet here to equal our altered state. Then a sweet lightning struck. Sacred heart shared rhythm, we blossom through the spring. Star of the morning shines now on her own two wings. And the sweet sweet light.
Michael Hedges, from his final album, Torched, released in 1999. So Michael Hedges was only 43 when he died in that automobile accident. And music is such a powerful, I can't even describe what it's like to feel that I know this person. I never met Michael Hedges. I did see him live once. And I feel that from the way he composed and the way he performed, that when an artist shares their most personal part of themselves, that you know them in a way that you could never know them otherwise. This could be your best friend, and until you hear that person's music, you don't know who they are. And I feel like I know this person. So I hope that you've kind of felt some kind of connection with his music. There is one more I'd like to play for you, and it's also from this posthumous album. And as far as I can tell, there's no guitar. There's no guitar in this song. It's called Free Swingin' Soul. There's a lot of videos of Michael Hedges. He did a lot of live performing. Tons of live performing. And the only time I ever saw a recording of him singing this song, he was just playing a handheld hand drum, like a djembe. And it's a song about being a father, a song about his father, and about the legacy that he hopes to leave for his children. So this is Michael Hedges, Free Swingin' Soul.
On Father's Day, these branches sway like evergreen batons. I'm climbing up to the rhythm of their song. My vision clears, I feel him near. A summer wind blows. Father, please conduct this breeze. Send my free swinging soul. Searching more into my core, out on this limb of life, to the aging rings where all things harmonize. Through time I hear the muted fears, too heavy now to hold. Time will teach my voice to sing, send my free swinging soul. The more I hear, the deeper I dig down. I keep digging down where his ashes lay, where the needles decay, seeds take a hold, and I'll grow till I free my swinging soul. La la la. Melody unfold. Father, please, through these trees, send my free swinging soul. Heaven is all around, translated to sound, and the more I hear, the deeper I dig down. I keep digging.
I free my swinging soul. Swinging
Michael Hedges, Free Swinging Soul. That's from Torched. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and on today's program, Gone But Not Forgotten, the music of three singer-songwriters, Michael Hedges, Nick Drake, and Jeff Buckley. So, Nick Drake. Nick Drake was born in 1948. But he died at a very young age. He was only 26 years old in 1974. He died at his parents' house. He'd been up all night, and when his mom came in to check on him at noon, he was gone. What do they have in common, these two men? They are both virtuoso guitarists that, in a way that it's such a unique approach to an instrument. Nick Drake also played in alternative tunings, but he didn't have the background in music that Michael Hedges had. Nick Drake was just naturally gifted with a lyrical sense. And his lyrics, he was always a singer, always a singer-songwriter. He only recorded three albums in his short life. And he wasn't the type of musician that Michael Hedges was. Michael Hedges was a multi-instrumentalist. He produced all his own albums. Nick Drake was a very quiet, shy young man. And his albums were produced by a man named Joe Boyd. They were about the same age. Joe Boyd had been the one that discovered and produced the folk rock band Fairport Convention. So these first two songs we're going to hear are from Nick Drake's second album called Brighter Later. 1971, his second album. And they're very produced. There's strings you'll hear. It's gorgeous music. His lyrics are very, they're not simple. They're not direct. They're full of imagery and metaphor. They feel fragile. He feels young and fragile and slightly cynical, but so beautiful. If you've never heard Nick Drake before, we'll hear two songs from Brighter Lighter. We'll hear At the Chime of the City Clock, and then we're going to hear One of These Things First. This is Nick Drake.
City freeze, get on your knees, pray for warmth and green paper. A city drought, you're down and out, I see your trousers don't taper. Saddle up, kick your feet, ride the range of a London street. I travel to a local plane, turn around and come back again. And at the chime of a city clock, put up your roadblock, hang on to your crown. For a stone in a tin can is wealth to the city man who leaves his armor down. Thank you.
doors, talk with neighbors only. For games you play make people say you're ever weird or lonely. A city star won't shine too far on account of the way you are and the beads around your face. Make you sure to fit back in place. And at the beat of a city drum, see how your friends come in twos or threes or more. For the sound of a busy place is fine for a pretty face. Who knows what a face is for? City clown will soon fall down without a face to hide in, and he will lose if he won't choose the one he may confide in. A sunny boy with smokes for sale went to ground with a face so pale. I never heard about the change, showed his hand and fell out of range. In the light of a city square, I find out the face that's fair, keep it by your side. When the light of the city falls, you fly to the city walls, I take off with your bride. But at the chime of a city clock, put up your roadblock, hang on to your crown. For a stone in a tin can is wealth to the city man who leaves his armor down.
For more, I could have been your statue, could have been your friend. A whole long lifetime could have been the end. I could be oh so true. I would be, I should be, through and through. I could have been, one of these things first. I could have been, one of these things first. Could have been a flute, a real life giver. Could have been a boot. I could have been a signpost. Could have been a clock, as simple as a gutter, steady as a rock. Could be even here. I would be, I should be, so near. I could have been one of these things first. I could have been.
Michael Hedges from 1971, his second album, Brighter, Lighter. So, I'm sorry, that's not, I said Michael Hedges, I'm sorry. That's Nick Drake, excuse me. Nick Drake, yes, Nick Drake. British. He was only 26 years old. I read about his passing, and it sounds like it was intentional. He was taking antidepressants. He took 30 of them. He fell apart after these two albums. He didn't do very, very well commercially. Nick was very shy as a performer, and he had a hard time dealing with stage nerves. He couldn't go out and really promote his recordings. The labels, they didn't really market it very well. He ended up moving back with his parents. And in the last thing he recorded was not as produced. So we're going to hear a couple of tracks from his Pink Moon album. Now you really get to hear his guitar playing, and what a beautiful, gentle lyricism that he had. The melodic invention and the just the beauty of the songs is quite unique. And he has such a lovely tone in his singing. One of my favorite singer-songwriters, Gone But Not Forgotten, Nick Drake. This song is called Things Behind the Sun. Nick Drake.
Please beware of them that stare, they'll only smile to see why you're dying away. Once you've seen what they've been to, and the earth just won't seem worth a night or a day. Oh yeah, what I say. Look around, you find the ground is not so far from where you are. Don't be too wise. For down below they never grow, they're always tired, and charms are hired from out of their eyes. Never a surprise. Take your time and you'll be fine. Say a prayer for people there who live on the throne. And if you see what's meant to be, don't name the day or try to say it happened before. Don't be shy, you learn to fly and see the sun and day is done. If only you see just what you are beneath a star that came to say one rainy day in autumn for free. Just be what you be. They'll only smile to see you while you're dying away. And once you've seen what they've been to, when the earth just won't seem worth a night or a day. Oh yeah, what I say. Open up a broken cup with goodly sin, sunshine in. Yes, that's the day. And open wide the hymns you hide, you find renown where people from things that you say. Say what you say about the farmers and the fun and the things behind the sun and the people around you. We'll say everything's been said. And the movement in your brain sends you out into the rain.
Nick Drake from his Pink Moon album in 1972. So, I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, Gone But Not Forgotten. We've listened to Michael Hedges, and now we've heard Nick Drake. There's one other singer-songwriter I wanted to share with you on today's program. His name is Jeff Buckley. You know, maybe you know the singer-songwriter Tim Buckley. Well, Jeff Buckley is his son, but he didn't raise him. Jeff Buckley was raised by his mother and stepfather. And he really never met Tim Buckley until only like once in his life. But it's really astounding when you listen to Tim Buckley's recordings and you listen to Jeff Buckley. It's undeniable that their voices, it's a father and a son, their voices are so similar. Jeff Buckley was born in Anaheim, California. And if you lived in Manhattan in the 1990s and you ever went down to the East Village, you might have heard Jeff Buckley out playing in clubs. Such a brilliant songwriter. And once again, as both Michael Hedges and Nick Drake, a virtuoso guitarist who established a unique style of playing that's recognizable with them so entirely. He had a very successful first album. In fact, unfortunately, it was his only studio recording. The album is called Grace. And I got to see him live at Arlene's Grocery in the Village after this album was released. He was recording his second album down in Memphis, Tennessee. And he was with a friend of his. And he decided he wanted to go swimming in the river there. And he had on all his clothes and his shoes. And he went in the river and he drowned. He was only 30 years old when he passed away in 1997. That was the same years that Michael Hedges had his automobile accident. So two terribly accidental and unfortunate deaths. Jeff Buckley has a magnificent voice, an operatic, four octaves, classically trained, powerful, emotive, visceral, raw, and intense high-energy songs. Electric guitar. We're going to hear two songs from Jeff Buckley's album, Grace. This is The Last Goodbye.
Baby, maybe it's sleep tonight on your couch. I remember the smell of the fabric of your simple city dress.
Jeff Buckley, from his Grace album. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 o'clock. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York.